Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Dennis Hampton, D like Detroit, E-N-N-I-S, H-A-M-P-T-O-N. Date of birth is 2-4-1968. Patient is here for a evaluation. He had an automobile accident on 12-23-2024. Date of service is 9-20-2025. The patient is being referred by Dr. Louis Redden for pain management. He was seen by Dr. Redden since the beginning of the accident, and he underwent a cervical discectomy, 3 levels in the cervical spine on April 17, 2025. He has completed his courses of physical therapy, more than 100. But no laser treatment was given, no chiropractic treatment has been, or acupuncture. Currently, the patient is here for a specific complaint of severe pain in the lower back and also in the shoulder on the left side. Lower back pain is 10 and left shoulder pain is 8. Details of the automobile accident are as follows. On 12-23-2024, patient was involved in an automobile accident as follows. At around 11:30, he was traveling in a DOT bus as a passenger, rear passenger on the right at the rear end of the bus. The bus was traveling on Auto Drive and Livernois, westbound, while another car pulled suddenly in front of the bus, all of a sudden, without any warning. The bus rear-ended this car, and then after the impact, bus landed into the median. The impact caused him to hit his head into a pole that was inside the bus. He did not fall off the seat. There was some bump in his left hand head, which has got better. No chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, no hip injuries or knee injuries. He did not injure his elbows. Patient report that the police came, ambulance came to the scene. It was not a hit and run accident. There was no loss of consciousness. Airbag did not deploy and patient was not wearing a seatbelt. The approximate speed of their bus was 40 miles an hour. They were hit by a car which was 5 miles an hour. The patient was taken to the San Andreas Hospital for 2 to 3 hours. He was there. No x-rays, no CT scan were done. Pain medicine were given. He couldn't get out of the pain, out of the bed. He could not get out, so he decided to visit Dr. Redden, who then has been treating him all along. History presenting illness, patient is reporting of moderate headache to severe, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, focused in the area of back and the right temple mainly. Severe, constant, they are sensitive to noise, but not sensitive to light. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura. Associated symptoms of TBI reported are dizziness, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, fearful of the event. In addition, patient reports sleep disturbance, fatigue, weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, and lethargy. The patient has a shooting pain and numbness and tingling of both the legs, posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatomyositis. He denies vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures. He denies lack of focus, lack of concentration, denies any blood vision spots in the vision. Denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. Regarding the pain history, the patient report that he has a constant pain in the lower back and left shoulder. The lower back pain and left shoulder pain is described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, heavy, tender. The pain is felt between 8 and 10. ADLs are affected, 8. modify the factor for the pain in person by sitting, standing, bending, lying down, walking and driving, and improve by medications. He can walk up to half a block, sit for 30 minutes, stand for 5 to 10 minutes, sleep for 2 to 3 hours only. The lower back pain is in the middle of the lower back at L5-S1 area, and it is 10, shooting down to both the legs posteriorly up to the ankle. The feet are not involved. There is no numbness, tingling of the toes. Regarding the left shoulder, the pain level is around 8, and he can lift up to 70 degrees beyond any pain in abduction or forward flexion. Further, the patient was recommended a surgery for lumbar spine, but he did not go for it. Only cervical spine surgery was done by Dr. Radin. He is approved for injections. He would like to come here for injections. He's going for imaging, MRI to the Harper Hospital for further spine MRI. Dr. Chen Chu, C-H-E-N-C-H-U, he is seeing at DMC Hospital, who ordered this MRI. Previous to that, last MRI was done in April 2025. So far, he has had various MRI, X-rays, CT scans. And he has a muscle weakness of both the legs with numbness, tingling, and pins and needle. So far, 100 physical therapy, no laser treatment, no chiropractic, and no acupunctures are done. Only physician he has seen is Dr. Louis Redden. Kindly review the records for the system review and for surgical history, allergies history, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, and a personal history, as well as the ADLs. Please also review the diagnosis page for diagnosis. Physical examination, 57-year-old, African-American male, 6 feet and 1 inch, weight is 260. The blood pressure is 129 over 101, pulse 68, pulse ox is 100%. Patient is a alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Is well oriented, cooperative. He is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices, except a cane. He does have a rollator walker at home. He can walk reasonably without hurting himself, slowly. But the gait is not painful. Other than that, there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. The patient has a very good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Rest of the physical examination comes from the template, except in the skin. Please mention that there is a scar in the front of the neck, which is around 2 inches. In addition, in the abdomen examination, there was a abdominal wall hernia that is noticed. No umbilical hernia. In the lower extremity examination, there was a pitting edema times 2. The tenderness is present in the right shoulder. The motor power is 4x5 in the left arm, left upper extremity. Reflexes are not brisk, they're normal, 3 to 3x5. SI joint bilaterally are slightly tender. The neurological examination otherwise is normal, psychiatric exam is normal, and musculature examination is also normal. The musculoskeletal examination reveals the following. Inspection and palpation is from the template. Fine tenderness is located at the area of SI joint and L5-S1. Paravertebral muscle spasm is minimal on both sides of the spine, L1 to L5. No trigger points. Hypertonicity is 1+. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited due to the surgery, which is forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, and side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. Purling sign was positive. Lermit test was positive. Distraction test was not tested due to the surgery. Rotowall test was negative. Thoracic spine bruise test and slump test was negative. Lumbar spine Brzezinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. And CLR is positive bilaterally. Belinsky sign was negative. Kemp test was negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are slightly tender. With standing flexion test negative, Ely compression test negative, distraction test negative. Faber test is positive bilaterally and Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. Rindelbrook sign is negative. Extremities examination. Please use the template except for the left upper extremity, which has a motor weakness of 4/5. The rest of the extremity did not display any issues except for the area of the shoulder. In the shoulder, left shoulder, examination reveals that the baseline pain is 8, mostly occupying the top and the back part of the shoulder where the rotator cuff tendons are located. The patient has maximum range of motion around 70 degrees in abduction and forward flexion, beyond which he experiences a lot of pain. The Hawking-Kennedy test was positive. Speed test, near test, positive. Anterior, posterior apprehension test was positive. The muscle strength at the left shoulder and also distally is 4/5. The reflexes are normal. No tenderness is noticed in the elbow at olecranon or medial epicondy. Distally in the wrist area, there is no negative finding about circulation. The pulses are normal. Circulation is intact. Reflexes are normal. The Phelan sign is positive and Tinel sign is positive, signifying a carpotunnel involvement for median nerve. Rest of the extremities examination was normal. Please review the template for the plan of care. Treatment plan is as follows. Medications, first of all, the physical therapy has already been concluded and medications are already provided by Dr. Redden. He is on Norco at 7.5 milligram 2 times a day for pain relief. Patient reported that he is going for a repeat MRI ordered by Dr. Chen, C-H-E-N-C-H-U at DMC Hospital. The non-pharmacologic medications are not provided. Physical therapy is also not ordered at this time. We'll wait for the new MRI to arrive. There is no other treatment for the neck is being ordered. Patient was advised to not use any traction for the cervical spine for the fear of damaging. Then regarding the non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plans, referred to psychiatry and fitness club are all yes. Weight loss program is yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records and medical records from Dr. Redden are not available at this time of dictation. Interventional pain procedures, once the records are reviewed for the lumbar spine MRI, the one in April and current one which is being done this week, a further treatment plan modification will be conducted. Surgical options are none. Refer to neuropsych, not warranted. Attended care not needed. Caseworker not needed. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. We are compiling the records for now. DME. Patient already has a cane and a rotator walker. I provided a tense unit for healing and back brace also. Education is yes, and follow-up visit will be in 15 days' time. Thank you.